Hello and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast.
Episode something.
Attack of the Clones.
72.
72?
Yeah.
I'm 60 years old.
You're not quite that old, man.
You're not quite there
yet. I'm 34 years old.
There you go.
Dale's with us again because he was fun last time.
And he's alive.
I am.
And he's older now.
I am.
I'm older.
32 years old. There you go.
How feel you?
The same as I did last week, pretty much.
You know,
once you get over 30, it's pretty much a plateau, I think. Until you hit about 38, so I've heard, then shit starts to get real.
So I got that to look forward to.
You know, as I get older, I don't really feel old. There just seems to be so many more people younger than me.
That's the distressing part.
That's true.
Because there were always girls,
young punks.
Yeah, there were always girls younger than you that you were like, she's kind of attractive. But now they're like 10 years younger than you, and you're like, oh shit.
But
I married one of them. I don't care. Well, then they're like 15 years younger than you.
There you go. There.
That's a little more distressing.
So what?
See, that's how old we are. It's like chicks 10 years younger than us, or like what? Like 14 years younger than us are still legal.
That's kind of terrifying. Ugh, God, don't say things like
that. The older you get, the vaster the difference between where you're at and legal age of women.
Well, see, the problem is now you get to the point where before it was like when you're younger, it's like, well, everybody's fair game.
Yeah.
But now as you get older, it gets to the point where it's like, now like the floor is kind of raising on the age for what's like kind of acceptable.
What's acceptable, yeah. You know? And how much of a douchebag you are depends on where you set that floor, I think. It's like if you're like 38 and you're like, I can still go after a 25-year-old, that I think is fairly okay and normal.
But if it's like 20
or
something.
But if you're like 38 and you're like, she's 18, then maybe there's some cause for concern.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's kind of the disconcerting thing, is like now the floor's going up, so there's like these younger people that aren't like really available anymore.
Yep.
So it's like, now you actually have to like think about it now when you're out and about and you're like, oh, wait, it's kind of iffy.
I've always liked older women, so that's not a problem for me.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the
younger people. I used to like older women, and then I married a woman that was like 10 years younger than me, so... It's like, whatever you think you know.
Willow.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I think we were going to bitch about the iPad. What a shock.
It sucks. We don't give a shit about it. I think that's probably a consensus.
We should go to the iPad store.
I'm never setting foot in the Apple store.
I'm never going anywhere.
It's like a vampire trying to walk into church. I just cannot set foot in the Apple store. I'll start on fire, I think.
So I briefly had that thought. I was like, you know, it'd be nice to, like, go and actually, you know, mess around with one of them so I could give, you know, like, maybe a somewhat informed opinion.
But you don't care that much.
I don't give that much of a shit, and I'm not going to go into an Apple store and sully myself.
Because you know what would happen? Like some 24-year-old guy with J.J. Abrams glasses and, like, short-cut hair wearing a turtleneck sweater would come up and say, oh, you want to buy an iPad? And you'd be like, go back to New York, you hippie.
Fuck yourself.
Wait a minute, they all have, like, the same color shirts. I just can't remember what color that
Puke.
Is. No.
Pussy colored, probably.
Pussy.
That's what Vin Diesel would say.
Pussy colored shirt. Oh, geez.
Well, I still don't understand, I guess, the iPod. That's how behind the times I am.
iPod is...
I understand,
I guess I understand it. It's just like I was saying earlier, I do not understand these people who cannot...
Have to be attached
to be umbilically attached to their source of music at any given moment. It's like, can't you listen to ambient sounds once in a while?
Here's what I think is dumb. Right. This laptop we're recording on, remember I bought it on Black Friday, remember that?
Yeah.
For $700, it has a dual-core processor, a fucking Blu-ray player, all sorts of shit. $700. $700 would get you, like, what, a 32-gig iPad with no 3G? It's like, ridiculous.
Something ridiculous like that. It's just insane.
Even if there is a market for it, it's way too fucking expensive. I mean, my stuff I build and sell is very fucking expensive. Okay, disclaimer. Yeah. But I'm not, like... I guess I really don't have anywhere to go with that.
Well, you're not selling to, like, the masses with your product. You're very much, like, a niche.
Because, no, you couldn't sell that many. I mean, no. You couldn't sell, like, 3 million Xbox laptops at what I charge.
I mean, the thing with the iPod, I get it. The iPhone, I get it. The iPad, I don't get.
Oh, I think the iPhone is great.
Like, I mean, the iPhone...
AT&T service isn't.
If it wasn't as expensive per month as it is, I could see getting one, but I just cannot justify, like, $100 a month.
Have you used
like
one,
that.
Though? It's like fucking dial-up. It is so slow, because so many people have one. The internet's broken.
Yeah, the bandwidth's just destroyed by it. I mean, that's, like... I mean, everybody says the flash support thing, and I mean, I'm sure there's some ulterior motives at Apple as well, but I think one of the reasons for it is if they supported flash on that thing, it would just completely destroy AT&T's network.
It would go from dial-up speed to smoke signal speed.
Yeah, I mean, it would just destroy it.
It'd be like, white man coming, run!
But
that was the internet back in the 1800s.
Yeah, I mean, like, the people I've read their comments on the iPad
Telegraph.
That got one and they like it and stuff, their comments were just so inane. It's like, this thing isn't really doing anything special. Like, the one guy was like, I bought it and I brought it home and my kids played video games on it and went on YouTube with it. They're my little barometers of the future. I'm like, geez, so let me get this straight. You brought it home and, you know, you paid $500 for this thing, brought it home and your kids... used it to do the exact same things that probably three or four other devices in your home can do.
Cheaper.
Yeah. It's just like, why?
Plus, is that really the barometer of the future? Because if so, I guess SpongeBob is where the future is headed.
Yep, Hannah Montana.
And then there was another guy who said he bought it to replace the MacBook and the iPhone that he already has that he rarely uses. So I'm like, okay, you dropped $2,000 on Apple shit that you don't use before, and so you spent another $500 on another Apple thing that you probably won't end up using either.
Well, okay, so it's supposed to replace, it's supposed to be like a gaming platform? So you could buy almost two PlayStations for the cost of, like, the iPad with the 3G support. It's, like, ridiculous!
And get Blu-ray and, you know, Netflix. Well, I guess you can stream Netflix on it.
That's cool.
Which is cool. That's that. One of the few things.
I saw a picture on Engadget.
But I can do that on my laptop, too.
There's a picture of a guy sitting in, like, a couch or something, holding the iPad with, like, a thing of popcorn next to him. It's like, and he's watching Up. It's like, who would do this? Okay, yeah, I think the iPhone
right in front of him is like an HD TV that's probably 60 inches high.
I think the iPhone is cool because it does all the stuff and it fits in your pocket. The iPad is just like, what the hell?
It's like too big.
Is the iPad trying to capitalize on the Kindle market, kind of?
A little bit. Because
that's the only possible thing I can think of.
The Kindle, which is too expensive, is still cheaper than the iPad.
Yeah. I mean, as far as being a non-techie, really, the only thing I can think of that the iPad would be good for is like being like a Kindle.
Yeah,
I guess. And doing other things.
I mean, I don't care if you prudes are going to eat these M&Ms. I will.
That's one of the things they're going after. Like, they actually added, like, an e-book store.
You know you want one, asshole.
To the,
Take it.
To iTunes or whatever the hell. But, yeah, I don't know. The thing, like, nah, I'm good. But the thing is, like, people say, oh, you know, I can get books in color now. I'm like, how many books this side of, like, comic books... are in fucking color. It's like, you go to the store, you buy a physical book, it's just black text on parchment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just paper, whatever. It's not colored. It's like, how critical is this? I mean, I can see it for, like, delivering, like, magazines. You know, like, if they want to have, like, dynamic magazine-type content and stuff, that could be cool. But for books themselves, I don't get it.
Wasn't the gag that all these magazines that are dying think... the iPad's going to be the new way to get people to pay for their streams, so to speak. And maybe it's true, but...
Well, I think that's why USA Today's pushing the shit out of that thing. My God, you go out there every day this past week, there's been some goddamn article about the iPad. Like, huge, you know, big front page article. And all these people in the comments are like, gee, I wonder how much money Apple's giving USA Today, you know, for all of this good publicity and everything.
Well, anyone that, like, spends $500 on, like, a giant iPod Touch... probably doesn't mind if they, like, you know, have subscriptions like $1 a day to, like, USA Today or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I think that is better because it consumes less paper.
Paper.
Yeah, look how much paper is wasted by all these newspapers and stuff. Or, like, Of course, even if all the newspapers and all the magazines in the world were on the iPad, Charter Communications would still send you a big fat envelope for Charter Bundle every week.
Yeah.
So,
and your credit cards would send you those complimentary check things all the time.
Yep.
And all that
Chase sends me like a credit card thing every fucking week.
And you'd still get junk mail and flyers for crap you're never going to do.
Well, yeah, I get like the shopper stuff
twice a
week.
I get that too.
And it just immediately goes into the trash.
There might be some great coupons in there, but I don't care. It's too much work to look through the thing.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Yeah, I think, you know, magazines and whatnot, maybe they're dying. I mean, maybe, I don't know. There'll always be doctor's offices and dentist's offices.
Well, I think part of the reason magazines are dying is because you don't really need them anymore. There's plenty of, you can get all that information on the internet.
Right, but the magazines don't want to give it to you for free. They want you to pay for it. Because even though, you know, it costs money to print a magazine, they still make profit on it.
Yeah. And they have to pay those writers and stuff, which is great. As a person who wants to be a writer, I am all for writers getting paid. But, I mean, there's people out there giving their opinion and reviewing things on their own for free on the internet. So,
Well, you were talking about it like a few minutes ago before we started this, that a lot of times you'll see a story on the internet and you'll just breeze over the story and immediately go to what the comments
say.
And I do that, too.
And that's average people,
Well, that's the more interesting thing is, you know, Joe Sixpack's take on something. It's more interesting.
Well, you know, a lot of times...
I'm tired of the phrase Joe Sixpack.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of
every man, whatever you want to call him.
You know, the people writing will, like, sit around talking about the... what's the big word movie reviewers always use? Zeitgeist.
There's so many.
All the time. Like, blah, blah, blah. All these big words. Like, I don't give a fuck. You're obviously trying to use a bunch of big words so that you'll get a screenwriting gig. I don't care. I want to hear what the layman has to say.
It's like, put your thesaurus.
Sorry, Gail, I know you like to write, but I get that impression when I read things online.
Well, I'm very iffy on even what the word zeitgeist means, quite frankly.
It's like, just put your thesaurus away and just talk in layman's terms.
It's the spirit of an era.
Oh.
So this movie captures, so if there is like a movie about the Vietnam War, it captures the zeitgeist of the 60s.
Oh,
and if it's a movie about capitalism, it captures the zeitgeist of the 80s. I swear to God, every movie
reviews... It's just their way of saying, I'm smarter than you, because I can use big words.
Well, that's fine. I don't think it gets people using big words, but it's like if they can write well, the big words don't bother me, but if it's clunky, then put the thesaurus away.
I was talking to Jerry Ellsworth about that sort of thing last week, and she was like, I hate when people call me a genius. I'm like, oh, I do too. That's why I make YouTube videos that are stupid as possible.
I mean, there's a lot of authors you had to read in high school, and they all use those big words, and like they cram them down your throat to make you say, this is what writing is. But when you read somebody like Elmore Leonard, they're just like, he walked into the bar, he did this, he did that, and you know what he's talking about, and it describes it perfectly well. You can picture it in your head. You don't need these big words. And, like, the dialogue is like how normal people talk. It's like, and then, like, a lot of times they get criticized because they're like, well, he obviously didn't go to college or something. It's like, who cares? You can understand what the hell he's talking about.
Well, intellectuals feed off each other.
Yeah. And it's just a total intellectual circle jerk most of the time with that sort of thing. It's like, oh, I know this word. Oh, I have an opinion on this. Oh, I've read Descartes. And they're just like, they're so up their own asses, nobody outside that rarefied circle would care.
Yeah. So watch
out. How did we get into this?
iPad, I think.
The damn iPad!
Somehow we got
iPad
here.
And iPad and the death of print.
Ah, there we go.
See, the other thing with the iPad is it's like right now, like let's say... Your laptop is what I had with me. Like, I'm at an airport or something. I'm going to watch a movie on it, you know, while I'm waiting or whatever. You know, it's like, I can have the laptop, like, sit there like that, put the movie on it, and sit back here and watch it.
Do you know what else the iPad could do?
The iPad, you can watch a movie on it, but guess what? It's not going to be one that you, like, own on DVD or anything at home. It's going to be one you have to, like, download from somewhere. Or, if you're lucky, you stream it from Netflix. But you're going to have to sit there and hold the goddamn thing, like, in one hand the whole time. Or lay it on your lap and then be hunched over like a goon the whole time.
If I go on that trip next week, I'm totally going to look for iPads at the airport. I'm sure I'll see
one. I'm sure you'll see them.
You know what's weird? I actually see more people with PSPs than DSs in airports. It's weird. Hmm. You wouldn't think that, but... I saw, like, lady my mom's age with a PSP once, and I'm like, what the hell?
That's weird.
Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, you know what else, though? If you were in an airport watching a movie with a PC versus an iPad, your PC could also run Microsoft Office.
What?
Yeah.
Productivity software.
It could run more than one thing at a time?
Yes, it could.
Although I guess they just announced they're going to release an update to the OS so it can multitask.
Which will cost you money.
No, they said it's going to be free, actually.
Really?
But it's only going to work on certain models of iPod Touch and iPhone and whatever. And they said it'll make it so you can run something else. So that took me to believe it's going to be like you can do two things at once now. And it's only related to like the GPS and the music type functionality. So basically you could be like listening to music and then also bring up...
You can already do that.
Okay, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's like the streaming music, like Pandora or something. Can you do that on those? I don't even know.
Where's Pandora's box?
But it's got basically like those are the two things. But if you want to like run these two apps... Like, that aren't, like, one of them isn't a GPS one or something with music, it won't work. Like, the multitasking won't
work. Do all the stupid iPhone apps work on the iPad?
Yes.
Okay.
And they've made a bunch of new ones.
Of course.
As well.
It's higher resolution. You know, some games are interesting, but I want a fucking controller.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things with it is it's like, I'm sure, like, it's good for what it does, but to me it doesn't, like, replace anything. You know, truly replace anything. I mean, I talked about that one bonehead who's like, I'm going to replace my MacBook and my iPhone, but obviously that guy's an idiot.
Or replace it with convenience. Like, look at the iPod. The iPod replaced, like, a whole stack of CDs.
A whole bunch of
and
stuff.
Your car CD. I mean, you still probably have a car CD player, but it does replace things, you know?
And it's, I mean, that's what technology should do if it's going to take hold, is it should, you know, replace something or a few things in your life.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to make your life more convenient rather than having more crap you have to lug around?
Yeah,
when you
it
go
makes
somewhere?
Life more convenient for Apple shareholders.
Yeah. Rather than now it's like, oh, like I think a lot of people will buy that thing and they'll find out, gee, this thing's kind of like clunky to like take with me places, and it'll end up just like sitting on like, you know, the couch. You know, and
there's no handwriting recognition
every now and then. Yeah, it has none of that sort of stuff. It's not a true fucking tablet.
And even if the tablet is bigger and you can type on the screen, it's still not as good as a keyboard.
No.
Yeah.
It's like it's going to do a lot of things like so-so, and then it'll have...
And that's okay if it's small and convenient, like an iPad. iPhone. iPhone keyboard is small, but it actually works pretty decently, and you put up with it because it's convenient, but this thing... Like, where do you put this thing? You put it in a laptop bag, you put it in your purse, you put it in your fanny pack, and it wouldn't fit in there. Like,
the only thing I can see is, like, a woman who's got, like, the big, you know, like, big purse, you know, like the, whatever the hell they call them, you know, like the
big purse?
I don't know what it's not.
But there's already going to be, like, you know, like, 9 packs of tampons in there, and, like, a taser, and, like...
But I mean,
changes
that's,
of shoes.
But I mean, that's like the only thing that a person would carry with.
Obviously, like, Ben does not know a woman.
Yeah. But it's like, that's the only way I can
shoes
see it
in their bag.
No, my wife has never taken 3 pairs of shoes along in her purse.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the exception.
What was it I said to her the other day? It was like, do you have a pen, Heidi? You're a woman.
She never has a pen in that thing. I don't know what women have in purses. Because there's never a pen.
It's what women want.
I don't know.
Your favorite movie.
Yeah.
It is good.
Why don't you ever make a sequel to that? It could be called, get this, What Men Want. Huh? Here's the plot. Helen Hunt can read people's minds. The end.
And a hush fell over the room.
It's a license to print money.
Sure.
Okay, so end result, iPad sucks. Save your money.
I don't know. Wait, you can't really just say that.
Sure, I can.
Okay.
It's a piece of shit.
He can say whatever he wants. Yeah. That's why people died in Nam.
I could be completely uninformed on a subject and say what I want because I'm an American.
That's America for you, yep.
Well, I'm curious to try one, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to try one, whatever.
Hey, you can wander into the Apple Store. I'm not setting foot in there, but you can
Doesn't Best
this.
Buy have
I'm not going to go in there alone.
Well, then you're not.
Yeah, you might not make it back out. We come over and Ben's, like, replaced everything with Apple shit. He's been totally indoctrinated.
And he's, like, got, like, a black turtleneck and, like, a sole patch and some J.J. Abrams
then
glasses.
Then I'll sew patches onto the elbows of my leather jacket and have a pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, hippies don't smoke anymore, I forgot.
That's right.
Unless it's pot.
And then you'll put a big screen on your wall so whenever you launch, you know, when you bring out a new 360 laptop, you can hold it up in front of it with a big Ben Heck logo behind it.
Oh, why not? Smug look.
I could replacement liver. That's realistic for me.
Yeah, that could happen.
The eye liver. Isn't that what that Repo Men movie looked like it was about?
Yeah, it's like people...
Yeah, like cutting edge, like...
Organs.
Organs.
But then if you can't pay for them, they take them out.
Yeah, it looked kind of fun.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool to have a TV on your television, like in bed? You could like just lay there and look at it.
Wait, a TV on
your television?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
On your ceiling?
On your ceiling.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Sorry, I was thinking about something.
Yes, it would be cool to have a TV on your television. That's
you could do it.
Picture.
Just get a flat panel and mount it to your ceiling.
Yeah, you
could.
That
would be cool.
People have done it.
They have?
Yeah.
Have you seen this in person?
Not in person, but I've read about people online that have done it.
Wouldn't that be badass?
Would be kind of nice. Be a lot better than sitting there with your head freaking propped up in bed trying to look over your feet.
Yeah, and you could, like, have a computer hooked up to it, too, and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you could have a TV on your television.
See, I feel like Amish
TV
man.
On your television.
Yeah. I feel like Amish man compared to this, because I don't even have, like, a TV in my room, in my bedroom.
I don't even care, really.
I do.
I watch enough TV. I get out in the living room often enough that I get to see enough stuff. I don't really need it.
It's awesome.
In the bedroom.
You know what?
I don't even have cable, and I don't own an iPhone.
I like going to sleep with the TV on.
I can't even do that.
I need the fan on.
I need
the
fan on, too.
Yeah.
Well.
See, the fan just makes, like...
Yeah, you just...
I like the white noise.
But the TV is, like, so it makes your brain work.
Yeah.
I hate my brain works.
Yeah. Well, I did, for a while, have, like, a TV in my bedroom, and it was hooked up to cable, and... It was kind of nice sometimes to just drift off to sleep to some inane drivel, but...
Exactly.
I don't know. Most of the time, I didn't bother using it.
So, what do you guys think? Roadhouse pinball?
Nick Cage pinball.
Nicolas Cage pinball would be pretty awesome. But I personally would be satisfied with Con Air pinball. That movie is just ridiculous enough. It has enough goofball quotes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could put a bunch of Con Air modes into it.
Yeah, you could put the bunny back in the box.
Oh, there could be a little bunny in a box and you have a toy.
Yeah, and it goes in, done, swish.
3 points. Let's call them poplars. What was the other thing in the show?
Tasticles.
Tasticles.
Oh, the only two names left are tasticles and poplars. It's called Poplars.
Swish.
Oh, I missed that show. We're talking about Futurama, of course.
I have no interest in them bringing it back, though, because
I
feel
it's... Well, the movies were bad enough.
Yeah,
are they talking about bringing it back again?
They're pretty much... Well, at first, like, Fox was going to bring it back and not have any of the original voice cast.
Because they're
going to
make
it cheap. Because
it was a very expensive show.
Can anything just die? Can we just let things die?
What happened to letting it go? Like, Futurama is one of those rare shows that died before it got bad.
Yeah.
So why not keep that legacy alive?
Yeah, Family Guy is back.
Yeah, Family Guy's back and sucking more than ever.
You know,
and,
I didn't mind Family Guy in the old ones, but I've seen new ones, and they're just, like, insufferable.
There's a rumor going around on the internet that American Dad is non-awful nowadays, but God.
Oh, I watched the first episode of that. I just wanted to shoot myself in the face.
I know. I wanted to gouge my own eyes out while watching American Dad. It was pretty awful. Well, I don't get why people like Seth MacFarlane's humor.
I don't get animated television, to be honest.
I like The Simpsons and Futurama and The Venture Brothers, but...
I've never gotten into any of it.
South Park episodes.
South Park is brilliant.
South Park is occasionally brilliant.
It has its moments, but I've never been able to just be like, oh, I've got to sit here and watch like every episode of this
show. South Park, like, season like 4 through 7 or 8 is gold.
But it's like, there's never been an animated...
Thank you, Ghibli. It's cool.
There's never been an animated show that's like...
Beats right off the bone.
That's the equivalent of like a Lost or a Mad Men where I'm like, I have to watch like every episode of this show.
So I guess from the anime geeks that I've talked to, some of them say there is anime that's, you know, that good, but I have yet to encounter it.
Yeah.
I just can't get into anime.
I don't know, Jones. Has there ever been an episode of Mad Men where someone's hand becomes Jennifer Lopez?
There's probably a reason for that.
Because the show's not as good?
No, oh, come on. You know what? I've only watched, a season and a half of Mad Men, and I think it's a vastly superior show to South Park.
I would not agree with that.
See, well, you know how we talk about sometimes there's, like, comments to make your brain shut off? that one just made my brain shut off. I have, like, no response to a completely inane comment.
I completely stand by that statement.
Mad Men wipes its ass with South Park.
I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
I know, it's like, how does this even happen?
It's like comparing a Stanley Kubrick movie to an Adam Sandler comedy.
I think South Park is very, it's very intelligent.
It's more intelligent than an Adam Sandler comedy, but...
It's not, like, consistently, so...
Yeah, I agree. I've liked occasional episodes, but I wouldn't...
It's gone downhill in the last few years, I'll definitely agree with that, but...
South Park is one of those things that if I catch an occasional episode, I will enjoy it, but I have not liked it enough to go out of my way to
watch it.
The whole season,
it was the same year they made Team America. I mean, it's just gold. They had, like, the Michael Jackson one, the Vote or Die one, what else was that season?
See, now all these episodes are great, but I can only watch them like once or twice, and then I can't watch them again. Whereas The Simpsons, during its heyday, I can watch some of those classic episodes like all the friggin' time and not get tired of them.
See, I can watch South Park episodes over and over, like that one where he becomes the coon. I love it, it's great.
I haven't even seen
The last few years they have way too many celebrity cameos, or like, what was it, like... Hillary Clinton had a bomb in her snack. South Park, to me, is
one of those things where I don't even need to watch it, because there's so many other people who tell me about everything that happened on it, that it's like I feel I don't even need to anymore.
It definitely needs
to die.
This
is why I have co-workers.
It needs to die.
Yeah, it's one of those TV shows that have outlasted their usefulness.
I'll agree with that.
There's a topic we should get into.
We could do that.
All right, let's do it.
We already talked 24
to me is the big one. 24 should have ended. I know, but still... And that's great, thankfully. But it should have ended probably about 2 years ago.
Kind of like on The Simpsons, where they're like, why are you ending your career now, Krusty? Why not 15 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that one, and Scrubs is another example.
Scrubs is one of those shows that just limped along, like That 70s Show, where I'd be flipping through stations, and I'd be like, oh, this must be a rerun of That 70s Show. I'm like, no, wait a minute, this is prime time, and it's Fox.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this show is still on the air?
Yeah, this show
it's kind
on
of
the
like
air.
Drew Carey's show, like in 2003, I was flipping around, and I'm like, oh my god, they're still making new ones of this.
Yeah, That 70s Show was on the air so long, it almost became That 90s Show.
It should have been by the time it was done.
And it gave the world Ashton Kutcher.
Does it...
Who asked for this?
I never watched the later seasons, but is it still somehow set during the 70s?
Is it still on?
No. I mean, it died like 2-3 years ago, but still, it's like, shouldn't they have hit... Because it started, in 76 or 77.
I think it was actually 78. It was pretty late.
Yeah, because they saw Star Wars in one of the episodes I saw from season 1 or 2.
Like, I think it was like animated shows where basically time never advances.
Yeah,
I think it was
which,
kind of like
how can they even make that happen? Because the characters had graduated and gone on to college. How did it not turn 1980?
Well, they're not going to change the name of the show to That 1980s Show.
I know they don't. They had that 80s show after the success of That 70s Show, and it lasted about 3 episodes and died.
Oh, I remember seeing a commercial for
this. Yeah. Everybody saw a commercial for it. Nobody actually watched it.
Even like something like Lost. I think Lost probably could have been like 5 seasons, or I think it could have been a little shorter.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been.
Just take all the treading water episodes.
But at least
there was a great example where they made the decision at a certain point, we're going to end it in 6 seasons, and you could tell that like the focus of the show just found itself again, and this like took off.
See, I think a lot of shows, like when they get successful, they should put a time limit on it. They're like, okay, how much material do we have? And then they should just say, we're going to quit after,
like
4 seasons.
Like How I Met Your Mother. Was it season 5?
It's season 5 that's on right now.
I've watched it,
and it's decent,
it's still
but still.
It's like, find the fucking mother
already.
It
could have gone 3 to 4 times,
and
I think, is what that show should have
because
done.
Because, like, I mean, look at Seinfeld. It was on for 9 seasons, but he actually made the creative decision, like, you know what? I haven't run out of material yet, so I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to quit before I run out of plot lines.
What about ER? That was on for, like, what, 30 years?
ER was like the new Gunsmoke. It was just odd. No. Law and Order is the new Gunsmoke.
Oh,
that thing's going
to
outlive all of us.
I love Law and Order, but
The Simpsons is really the new Gunsmoke.
Yeah, The Simpsons needs to die.
It's been around
Simpsons,
20 years.
Does anyone watch
The first 10 years of The
That's
Simpsons
what I was asking Dale
were
earlier.
Great.
Like,
I never
watched
it.
Nobody who watches that show.
Well, that was why I was surprised how successful the movie was, because I didn't think anyone cared anymore.
Yeah.
But the movie was actually good.
Yeah, the movie was good. Yeah. And I think they got a lot of their like old school writers back for the movie though.
Yeah.
And like in comedy the secret weapon is the writing, you know. It's like if you can't write good gags then there's a certain level of improv that's going to be able to make up for that, but it's not going to make everything.
Did The Simpsons finally, like, usurp Gunsmoke's record so they can go
away? No, I think that's what they're trying to do, and I think this year they are doing it or something. They're actually outlasting.
Yeah, they're, like, right around it.
It's like going to be the a-hole who tried to get gas up to $100 a barrel. You remember that traitor? Not a traitor.
Oh.
Remember that summer? That's actually how it started. Where the trader was like, oh, I bet I can get up to $100 a barrel. So he, like, did a bunch of trades on Wall Street to see if he could do it, like a high score.
Yeah.
He lost his job over it. But
good.
Same, like, you shouldn't just do that just to see if you can do it.
I mean,
especially when you're working with something that, like, involves, like, a plot and characters. Like,
yeah.
It needs to die at some point.
Yeah, a lot of shows, the best thing that ever happened to them was they got canceled early. Because then, people will always have a fond memory of that. Whereas
HBO canceled early, like Deadwood, where it's like, done.
Yeah, I guess.
What happens? We don't care. It's over.
Like Veronica Mars is a good example.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen more of that show, but in a way, it's nice. It ended after three years.
Heroes.
If Heroes would have been canceled after the first season, it would be perfect.
I thought season two was okay.
Season two was all right, but...
The woman cried black blood and killed people.
Yeah.
The whole plotline sucked.
Yeah,
the rest of it was
that's
okay.
True.
But then, yeah, season three, I'm like, oh my god. And there's
I just heard it's still getting
renewed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what, NBC, like, instead of, like, trying to do this stuff with the Jay Leno show or all this stuff, like, if you get a show like Heroes, which is, like, I think the most expensive show on television, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
No one cares anymore.
I've never bothered with it.
The first season is worth watching. Just pretend they never made
it
anymore.
Oh, it's very good.
That's what everybody says, but it's like, I'm going to know the other seasons are out there, and it's like, why even invest the time?
That's what happened to me, because then I'm like, oh, look, season two is on streaming too, and I watch it, I'm like, oh, this isn't as bad as people said. I guess I'll watch season three, and I'm like, oh. Because
that's exactly what I would do. I wouldn't stop it. Like, if season one's as good as people say, I'd be like, well, shit, season two can't be that terrible.
Yep.
And it isn't.
So then I would watch that, and, you know, it's like, fuck.
I think their problem, though, in season two, they tried juggling too many balls. Like, they had, like, the future stuff, where there was, like, that plague in the future or whatever, and he had to go back in time to stop
that.
Yeah,
like, future Peter,
and then I think they just made it way too complex on themselves, and they had to juggle too much shit, and inevitably you're going to drop something. And they just ended up dropping everything, I think, by the time they rolled around to season three.
What about the length of Battlestar Galactica?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I was fine with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have been shorter.
It could have been a little shorter, because season, what was it, three had, like, some iffy stuff in it.
Season two was fantastic.
Yeah, season two was excellent. Season one is awesome. Season four got back a lot of the mojo, but season three had a lot of treading water moments.
Yeah, Frack and Cylons, too.
Yeah.
But,
so,
I'm still fine with it.
That one was fine. That lasted about the exact right length of time, and they got out of there before
sci-fi was like, we can't afford to keep making this show. I guess we got to end it.
Yeah.
But then it was good.
But it was a good thing.
And it was kind of like Lost. It was like, you know, the show has a very obvious goal. Stated in the first episode, like, we must find Earth.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess the point of the show is to find Earth. Of course, Lost, the point, obviously, is to get off the island. Nope.
No.
How I Met Your Mother, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's
They're
the fucking title.
The yeah. Yep.
Oh, what? Like, last one I saw, I think he saw her foot or something.
Ooh.
I mean, the thing with that show is it's like, you know, it was fun for a while because the characters are fun and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you had to see Ted go through all these other women because, you know, to get to, like, the right one. But after a while, it just gets kind of ridiculous. It's like, Ted's such an inept schmuck that it's like, who the fuck would want to, like, settle down with this guy and... You know, all that. And you've seen, like, the stuff with, like, I can't remember their characters, Lily and
Marshall.
Yeah, you know, and you've seen, like, them evolve. You know, they got married. Do they have, like, a kid yet?
Not yet, I don't
Not
think.
Not yet. But, I mean, it's like, you know, you've seen that stuff happen. And it's like, where can they really go with that now?
Marshall and Lily really should have a kid by this point, I think. Because that's the next interesting thing to do with their characters.
Or the show should just end.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you've taken these characters a certain way.
Yeah.
You know,
then
you know what the next steps are.
But then again, respect the whole thing with, like, How I Met Your Mother not just throwing a baby in there to shake things up like every other show has done.
Like Office?
All those sitcoms do.
Office needs to end.
Office should have ended at the end of season 3, in my opinion. Season 4 was alright, season 5 was good, but Season 3, Jim and Pam, you knew they were getting together. That's the logical end point.
And, like, season 2 and 3 are, like, gold.
Yeah. See, to me, I know you contend that show is all about Jim and Pam. I disagree completely.
There is more going on.
There's
but
way more to
Jim and
Pam Jim
is kind
and
of,
Pam.
Like, the heart of the show, I think.
To some extent.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. It's like, to me, that show is nothing without Michael Scott. And
true.
It's his show.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, the last episode I saw, it was like, it went to a Dave and Buster's type place, and, oh, it was like, Michael, like, in one happy hour, Michael found a new woman, Oscar found a new man, Jim, not Jim and Pam, Aaron
and Andy,
like, got together. So it was like, they started, like, three or four relationships in one episode. I'm like, oh, they're just trying to, like, milk this, you know, oh, well, they had a baby, what else can happen with them? Because they're not going to, you know, Jim and Pam are going to get divorced.
Yeah.
So they start all this new stuff. It's like, oh, come on, just end it. Like, get Michael back with Holly.
Yep,
and end it.
That's what I would want to see is Holly comes back, him and her and Michael finally get their shit together and go on their merry way.
Well, so like,
and that would be awesome.
Are there other branches left to Dunder Mifflin? They haven't explained that at all.
Yeah, there can't be much left anymore. They seem to be closing them right and left.
Right. So I mean, like,
I mean, Holly was at that one, but
yeah,
is that still there?
Right. So did they just cut the corporate level? I mean, are the other branches still there? I mean, yeah, they haven't explained that at all.
See, one of the things I did really like, it was in season 5, was like when Michael went off and started his own company.
Oh, and Dwight,
like,
found a
that
new girlfriend.
Shit was awesome.
I think relationships are the least interesting thing. They should get back to just, like, uncomfortable comedy involving the workplace, because they're now it's become, like, a completely different type of show from where it started, you know?
Well,
because the Jim and Pam thing worked so well, so the writers are obviously like, well, we need more of that to keep people interested. And no, actually, find a different way to do it. It's tougher, and I know that, like, building relationships slowly is more of a shortcut in a sitcom, but there's got to be something else.
Yeah, how is that a shortcut?
It's a shortcut to keep things going. Because the point...
Okay.
It's like
federal government logic.
Oh, shut up. I'm talking about it's an easy way to keep a show going well past the point where it should end.
We get it.
Okay.
You know, like the Sam and Diane shit on Cheers.
Yeah.
They were together, now they're broken up, now they're together, now they're broken up. They did that for fun.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I always thought Ted was like the most unrealistic character, too.
Yeah, he is. Like, he's just a total schnook, and he somehow gets all these fucking women all the time.
Well, not really.
Like,
actually, there's times when he goes like quite a long time without a woman.
A while, but it's kind of ridiculous.
But like the Lily and Marshall together forever. I mean, that's realistic.
That's real.
Man whore is realistic. But
yeah,
a guy who like is serially going through a long term relationship and lives with his ex girlfriend, that is not realistic.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's true.
It's just dumb.
Or like when they got Robin and Barney together, but then it didn't work. It's like, this makes sense, and now it doesn't work.
Yeah, they fucked that up.
And then Barney's single again, it's like, oh, this is just treading water.
I heard they fucked that up, and I'm like, I really don't care about... I mean, I'll watch it eventually.
That show was good, but yeah, it's like, get on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, all these shows we were talking about were awesome at one point, and may still be awesome, but they need to get out of there before they turn crappy.
And see, the problem with these TV shows is... It's like, oh, the TV show is successful, so we have to keep making it as long as we can to keep making money.
Yeah.
Even though, at a certain point, like, the logical point where it should end, you go past that because you still want more money, but then you, like, dilute everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like making a shitty sequel to a good movie.
Yeah.
So it just needs to end before it gets too crappy.
And then there's Mad Men, which is just awesome.
And it's
all
the
way
the seasons are short, though.
Yep. Yeah, they're like 13-episode seasons and kick ass.
The thing about Mad Men is, like, it's shorter and there's... I don't know, it doesn't really have, like, a definite end point. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that could always happen.
And it takes its time, and it's in a historical perspective, which I think's interesting when you watch it, because you're like, ooh, Cuban Missile Crisis went on. It's like, oh, that means Kennedy's going to be dying, like, before too long.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder how that's going to impact, you know, the world and, you know, like, in the show and all these characters and things, and so I think that adds, you know, a lot of weight to the show as well, and helps make it interesting, keep it interesting, along with all of the things that are going on in the people's lives.
Better than pretty much any, like, period piece I've ever seen. It gives, like, a historical perspective on, like, on its own time period it's set in. Okay, it captures the zeitgeist. I'm going to go from not knowing what that meant to using it within the course of one podcast. It captures the zeitgeist of that moment better than anything I've ever seen, actually. It's got a lot of cool little details in it,
yeah.
And that's what makes Mad Men so cool. Because, honestly, not a lot happens during, like, each episode, but each episode's fun to watch because it's like, oh, that's how they did this.
I think that's why it's so popular, too, because people look at it almost like with voyeurism. Like,
it's kind of like looking at a time capsule or something. It's like, this is what 1962 was like. It's cool.
Who wouldn't want to, like, you know, fuck everything that moves at your office or, like, you know, get bombed on an airplane?
Or just drink in your office.
Drink at your office, like, just... Fuck whoever you want. It's like voyeurism, and people like it.
Yeah.
And now we're just a big nation of pussies.
Yep, constant smoking, and cheating on your wife, and, like, there's cigarette ads on TV, and they're trying to sell, like, airline travel as being, like, the coolest thing ever. And
hey, if you could, like, smoke on an airplane and get free drinks and have leg room and not be treated like a fucking criminal by getting on the plane, that would be cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the 60s were so awesome.
Well, I think what people appreciate about Mad Men is, I mean, that angle, but I think also the honesty of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
and yet it doesn't shy away from what sucked about
that. Our world is very dishonest.
Yeah.
Like, it's become so politically correct that most people are just full of shit whenever they're saying anything. You know, it's like people don't say what they think or whatever, you know, and in that show it's just like, it's just out there. It's just very cut and dried, you know, it's like people are like, this is how it is, this is the way the world is, and they just go about their business. Everybody knows where they stand in Mad Men.
But yet, it doesn't shy away from the shit that really sucked back then, either like sexism and the rampant racism and like all of the crap that was going on. We've accepted a lot more things as a culture, which we should be more accepting of, actually. Like, it's not just, oh, weren't those great days? It's like, you know, there was a lot of shit going on back then that sucked, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Mad Men illustrates both sides of that. It's like, yeah, it was cool that this was happening, but it sucked that this was still going on. And I think the stuff that was cool back then is vastly outweighed by the shit that we've progressed with, quite frankly.
But
in my opinion,
the thing that's cool in that show, though, too, is it explores
that's what
I believe. It explores that, but then it also shows the evolution of it. Like, you see women basically have no voice in this world.
Yeah.
But then as it goes along, you see women becoming empowered in
like
their lives.
Character.
Yeah.
Like Peggy, Aaron, and even Betty Draper gets emboldened along the way and takes, you know, her life by the reins. And, you know, you see that evolution, which happened in the 60s, you know, where you had, like, kind of the women's movement and, you know, the women's
it was a transformation of a, you know, patriarchal society to not one.
Yeah.
You know, something else.
And so I think that's a neat thing about the show, too, is it explores that. And you see, like, even right in the very first episode, the very first scene, you know, where Draper's, like, sitting in that bar and he's, like, smoking and he's, like, trying, you know, and drinking and, you know, like he always does. But, you know, he's, like, trying to figure out how the hell he's going to deal with this Reader's Digest article that came out, you know, saying, you know, that they can't use medical testimony to sell cigarettes anymore. And the gentleman waiting on him is a black guy, and he's, like, you know, asking him, you know, do you smoke and all this stuff and having a conversation. Then this guy who's, you know, probably, like, the manager of the bar or whatever, and he's, you know, an older white dude, and he comes over and he's like, you know, is Sam bothering you, sir, and all that. And Don's like, no, we're just having a conversation. You know, but right away it just sets you in the world where it's like, you know, the black people aren't supposed to be talking to, you know, the wealthy white guy and all. He's supposed to give him his booze and leave, you know, and all that. And Don's just like, you know, fuck off. He's like, I'm talking to the guy. I'm having a conversation with a human being, you know. And
well, it wasn't quite that overt, but yeah.
I mean, it wasn't
that
like
was
that, but you got that.
Yeah.
From Don, that he wasn't, like, you know, a racist piece of shit, basically.
Don Draper's like, fuck you!
Yeah. And so,
he was just a womanizing piece of shit.
Yeah.
But it just set up, kind of, very quickly, it sets you up like, okay, yeah, I'm back in a different time now, and this is where things stand. And
but yeah, and it's done with honesty. I mean, it doesn't, like, hit you over the head, and there's not some, like, magical character of the future who's like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, this is how it is.
This is how it is.
You see, like, a pregnant woman smoking, and no one cares. It's just there.
And
you know what? People smoked and drank while pregnant for a long time, and we still managed to procreate as a society.
I love the little moment in season one where, like, Betty and Don's daughter is running around with that plastic dry cleaning bag.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, come here. And the girl comes over, and you think she's going to tell her to take off the plastic bag, and she's like, what did I tell you about running in the house?
Yep.
You know, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's, like, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and it's very, like, subtle humor like that, too, yeah. Which helps the
yeah,
thing.
It's very well written.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that episode in the first season where Sterling comes in, like, Draper's boss or whatever, and
yeah.
he's like, we got any Jews that work here?
Yeah.
And then Don's like, never hired any on my watch or whatever, you know, and they have a Jewish store line,
right?
Coming
yeah.
in, you know, and so they need to have a Jew
yeah.
at the meeting, and Don's like, I can go down to the cafeteria and rustle somebody up.
Yeah.
Who, of course, he banged.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, it's so honest. It's like, you know what? That's how it was at that
mm-hmm.
time. You know?
Well, maybe. I mean, I
would
remember.
Suspect.
I wasn't there, but it seems very real.
I would
anyway.
Suspect.
I see that. Well, that's why, like, sometimes you watch, like, these Martin Scorsese movies, like Gangs of New York, and you wonder, God, were they really that racist back then? Maybe they
oh,
were.
Oh, God, they had to be.
You
he's
think
probably,
so?
He's well, probably softening it up. For God's
well,
sake, slavery still existed. I'm sure they were that racist back then.
Well, and even in the 60s, I mean, fuck, you know, black people had to ride on, you know, a different part of the bus. They had
yeah.
to go to take a shit in a different bathroom. They had to drink at different
yeah.
drinking
yeah.
fountains, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's really,
yeah.
actually, like, it doesn't seem like we've come that far sometimes, but when you think back on crap
yeah,
like that,
amazing.
You're like, oh my God, like 40 years ago... They had to ride in a different part of the bus
I think
and drink in a different drinking fountain.
We've
yeah.
we've come far as like policy, you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
the back of the bus stuff. Obviously, we don't do that anymore, but
yeah.
I think there's definitely still a lot of classes divided.
Oh, God, yes, right? there
yeah.
is. It's going to take us, like, a long time to completely erase those
yeah.
barriers and lines. But at least we're working on
no,
it, if we ever will. But, I mean, like, at least we're trying.
Yeah, something's going on anyway.
It's not perfect, but hey, at least we're giving it a shot, I guess.
Yeah, maybe it's just that we just, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say shocking, but you see, like, that old stuff, and you say, wow, would someone really do that? Or,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess maybe they would.
Yeah.
I love that episode where he went
so
to the
awesome.
Place.
Yep.
It's like, man, you sold out to the corporations. How do you sleep at night? Very well, on a mattress made of money. He's like, so, if you did work, what would you do for a living?
That
so
was
so awesome.
I did love that line.
Yeah. Oh, Don.
Oh, see, okay, so we've covered the iPad, television shows, and how television shows portray race relations in a historical perspective.
Yes.
What do we have? Do we have time for anything else?
Well, we had my thing I came up with, like, the celebrity pitchmen thing in light of the Tiger Woods thing.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, at work the other day.
What about Kristen Bell, though? I don't get her.
She's hot.
See, hot... Okay, I guess
yeah.
I lost. You're overruled. All right, go on.
But, I don't know, at work the other day, somehow this came up because of Tiger Woods, and this one guy's like, I don't get why a company would drop him as a pitch man. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, and he's like...
Was this guy married?
No.
Oh.
There you go.
Because otherwise he could, like, go home and say, hey, honey, I just slept with 12 other women. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, he's like, let's say Tiger Woods pitched Gatorade. You know, it's like, I'm not going to stop drinking Gatorade because of what he did. And I'm
right.
like, well, you're not exactly the person who's going to be impacted
yeah.
by, you know, what Tiger Woods did
yeah.
or whatever. And
it's
like
if these companies want to sell anything to women, they're
yeah.
definitely going to have to evaluate, you know,
exactly.
whether they want to use this guy or not.
What I don't understand, people like Tiger Woods, just don't get married.
Yeah.
You could bang, like, three times the number of women because you wouldn't even try not to get caught.
Well,
yeah.
maybe he's been watching Mad Men.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way nowadays.
He's like, shit, I figured I could turn it in my favor. But
I was like, no!
But I mean, and I think it kind of depends. Like, me with Tiger Woods, I mean, his infidelity, yeah, it's, like, horrible, whatever, it sucks. But it's like, I don't know if I would stop buying a product, even if he was still the pitch man.
Yeah.
Now, Michael Vick's ass?
Oh, yeah.
If a company was still using him, I would... go out of my way not to buy
yeah,
that product.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because it says something about the company that they still stick by that person.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like cheating on your wife is one thing. It's like more socially acceptable than making dogs fight in your basement. So therefore...
Sadly,
like,
but yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah.
You know. Well, it probably should be.
I mean, it should be, but I mean, still it's sad. You know,
okay,
well,
here's
like,
something.
It's okay that he cheated on
how about this?
Yeah.
If you...
I lost a lot of respect for Tiger's wife, that she's, like,
yeah.
taking him back.
Oh,
yeah.
I know! Think how much money she could get!
I mean, it's like, the money shouldn't matter, because it's like, she's gonna get a shitload
yeah.
if she divorces him. You know, and it's like, the dude is a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he cheated on you with how many women? I mean, at least, yeah. like, you know...
You know, cheating with one or two women is understandable. Cheating with 12, you're an asshole. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just absurd.
You obviously don't care.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. one or two, you can maybe come back
yeah,
from that. But it's like, yeah, obviously there's something going on, and... So I lost a lot of respect for her.
Think about if he's on the road all the time and he's got, like, money and he's good looking and stuff, he can bang anybody he wants.
Well, it's
like
yeah, it still makes him a dirtbag.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, he doesn't need to be married.
He had opportunity,
and he took advantage of it. I mean, but the thing is, yeah, I mean, just... Well, you know, give her half your money, then bang whoever you want, and then re-earn it.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't understand. If you've got that much of a raging hormone dick problem, don't even bother getting married. Yeah. And if you're rich, you can bang anyone you want. That's all you have to be is rich. That's
you
all
that matters. You hear about, like, NBA
Mick
stars
Jagger.
All the time, where NBA stars, like, this one player will have, like, six kids by, like, four different women. And it's just, you know, he goes around the country all the time, and so he'd, you know, bang these chicks, and eventually they'd get pregnant and all that, and so he's paying out just ass loads of child support.
No, that's necessarily, sort of better.
I mean, it's not really better, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, basically what I'm saying is it's not just Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of other people that are doing
well, that's
just
like with the Michael
too,
Vick
you know,
thing. I mean, you gotta wonder how many people on his team probably bet on those dogfights.
Oh, yeah.
But
they got caught.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it comes down to then another thing, just aside from this, it's like...
Do you have any other celebrity spokespeople you want to talk about?
Well, like, my thing is I'm kind of like celebrity spokespeople. It's like, have you ever bought a product because a certain person endorsed it?
No.
Like, the validity of celebrity spokespeople.
Yeah,
do they
really.
Have value?
I think, if anything, I guess, like, those Sony ads have been really successful, you know, where that guy's, like, talking to, like, people, you know, he's like, you know the ones, like, where he's, like, walking around, he's like, the new PlayStation 3, it can do this and this and this, and then, like, this woman's like, my boyfriend hasn't even hooked up to the internet yet, and the guy's like, what's wrong with him? He's, like, just some generic guy who's allegedly a Sony executive.
Yeah, yeah.
The writing is good.
Yeah.
I don't care who the hell he is, but the writing's good.
Yeah, but, like, celebrity stories don't really
like
influence my...
I could see, like, a celebrity video game, like a golf game, put Tiger Woods in it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I think they still have him. At EA.
Yeah, they kept him.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, because, you know what? Yeah, he's plays golf. That's still what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, whereas, you know...
At it, so.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've always kind of wondered about that. You know, it's like, if I'm a company, like, General Motors had Tiger Woods as a spokesperson, and luckily for them, they dumped him, like, a year before any of this
mm-hmm.
shit happened, but he used to be, like, the guy for Buick, and they dumped him, and people, you know, were like, well, why'd you dump him? And it's like, Tiger Woods didn't sell Buicks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just plain and simple.
Same thing with Celine Dion. Remember Chrysler had her thing?
Yeah.
yeah.
They're like, well, she can sell her music, but just not selling cars.
Yeah.
I was going to
say,
Mike Rowe on Ford, I can see that.
I can see that a bit. He makes more sense.
Right, because he's on TV doing things. You know, he's, like, doing, like, dirty jobs or whatever. And he actually did that show, like, in honor of his father who's a pig farmer. Because he, like, wants to show, like, hard-working Americans. That's why he did
mm-hmm.
it.
But he's just got, like, that ruggedness to him that goes along with, like, the Ford.
He seems to have integrity.
He's,
I mean,
he's no Tiger Woods or Celine Dion, but he kind of fits the product better. Oh, and the Mercury chick, she's hot.
I don't know the Mercury
chick. You know the Mercury chick. She's like, you gotta buy Mercury.
Nope, not ringing a
Mercury
bell.
Mercury chick?
Nope, not ringing a bell.
Oh, jeez, guys.
I don't watch that much television. Sorry. if the commercial's not on Lost, I probably don't know it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the Progressive Insurance with the obvious Allison Hannigan wannabe woman?
No, she's not a Allison Hannigan wannabe at all. She looks, I don't know what she is. She's just
annoying.
See, yes.
Here's the other side of the coin. Is there a product out there that because of their method of selling it you will not
E-Trade.
And that's E-Trade's mine because of the fucking talking babies.
Yeah.
They can go right to
hell. I would never use that. Snapple. I never fucking drank a Snapple because of that annoying Snapple lady back in the 90s. I would never drink Snapple.
Yeah, so.
Those ads pissed me off enough, I will never try that product.
I don't know if I can think of
that. That can happen. Like Geico. I'll never use Geico. Some of their ads are amusing, but that caveman shit got
lame. Yeah, that was lame. But yeah, E-Trade was the one that instantly came to my mind on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ugh. And now they're going to make a goddamn movie out of that. Which, E-Trade, you can go right to fucking hell.
Yeah.
Die in a fire.
Skittles. I don't like Skittles anyway, but their advertising is also annoying. It's not helping me buy skills.
Taste the Rainbow, do they still do that?
Well, no, it's not even that anymore. It's just weird, crazy David Lynchian crap
like
going on.
Like Teletubbies type stuff going on.
We're like, some sort of, but through the magical power of Skittles, crazy shit happens.
Oh, I've got, how about Luke Wilson and AT&T? He's on TV a lot.
Luke Wilson, I like him, but
He's not going to make me go out and get a cell phone.
So whenever I see Luke Wilson, I'm like, wow, you're a failed movie star who's doing this, because... Yeah. He is.
Had Catherine Zeta-Jones for, what was it, U.S. Cellular?
No, it was T-Mobile.
Yeah, that's
T-Mobile,
right, get more.
U.S. Cellular had, what's-her-face?
Joan Cusack.
Joan Cusack, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
That actually made me like U.S. Cellular more. I'm like, hey, they're giving Joan money.
Yeah, so what about, I was already a customer, but I was like, that's cool.
What about Visa? It's everywhere you want to be. Morgan Freeman?
Oh, yeah. Morgan Freeman could sell about anything.
Or... let's build something together at Lowe's.
Gene Hackman. Yeah, those were voices. Yeah, voiceovers are cool because, you know, like, you'll hear, like, Michael Douglas doing the voiceover for a car ad, and you're like, oh, that's Michael Douglas. It does make you pay a little more attention. Yeah. Or Jeff Bridges did car ads, too, I think.
Yeah,
he did
for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of neat just to hear somebody's voice. Like Morgan Freeman, it's not going to make me get a Visa card, but it makes the ads easier to take.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he's got a cool voice, so why not? Morgan Freeman will be narrating everything. He's narrating something right as we speak.
Yeah, that's all he does.
There's a microphone somewhere when Morgan Freeman's talking into it, and he's like,
oh, yeah,
my egos.
Between Batman and Clint Eastwood movies, he's got to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh, I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, celebrity spokespeople I have a thought on. Oh, let's see, they got that what's-her-face from Seinfeld. She has those Lean Cuisine
Julia.
Oh, yeah, she's been popping up in those lately.
Where she, like, just blatantly says, you know, they paid me a lot of money to do this.
See, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's like...
it's honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, if anything, I think the commercials... you have, like, some generic person in the commercial makes them a star. Like, Tits McGee.
Yeah, Tits McGee, or even the insurance chick, progressive chick.
Yeah, I mean,
the old Spice dude is the freaking man.
He's a pimp, yeah, he's awesome.
So I guess I read some interview with him the other day, and they were talking about how he's been an actor and stuff, but, you know, just kind of, like, middling, you know, roles and stuff. But now, because of those ads, he's been
getting... tickets have become diamonds.
But now he's, like, been getting, you know, more calls and stuff because those ads worked. And that's, like, one case where an ad made me buy something because I was like,
I was an Old Spice consumer to begin with,
I kind of bounce around all the time, but after watching that ad, I'm like, that ad kicked so much ass, I'm going to go out tomorrow and buy
Old
Spice.
Old Spice always has good advertising because they had, like, Bruce Campbell doing it for a little while, playing the piano those women, and I'm like, that's cool. And they had Carl Weathers briefly, I'm like, choose cool guys.
What's that one where, like, they put on a shit and women pop up? Is that Axe?
Axe. Those ads are annoying.
Yeah, they're kind of, like, make you feel stupid for being a man.
Yeah.
Even though they're meant for men. It's kind of like Maxim magazine. Oh, shit, I just said that.
Well, they're like the old beer commercials.
Oh?
Remember the Budweiser girls?
Is it like that shit where, like, they have an empty pool and they have some Budweiser and they pop open a Budweiser and suddenly the pool is filled with women?
Yeah. It's like the same sort of shit.
I loved the Saturday Night Live sketch making fun of that with Adam Sandler and, like, Chris Farley, where it was like, the beer for gay men, and they opened a beer and there were all these dudes in Speedos that popped out. That was hilarious. Schlitz gay.
Schlitz. But yeah, some of that stuff is better than Hams. It is just insulting sometimes when you watch this crap.
There's like the ads that are cool and funny, and then the ads that are like, you're a fucking moron, buy a pot pie or something.
Yeah. Well, those are the ads for women about men, like, ooh, it'll make your sliding glass doors so clean, your stupid man will walk through them.
Yeah, I hate those.
Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, remember, okay, what about the time we were doing the Super Bowl? We saw an ad for Pizza Hut, and it made us want Domino's. You remember that?
Or no, it was Domino's probably, and we wanted something else. Because the Domino's ad was talking about how they had their new recipe.
I love those Domino's ads. It's like, hey, come back, we don't suck anymore. Yeah.
I didn't really think they sucked before.
I didn't realize that it was a problem either.
Yeah, but I guess they got really
I guess my standards on pizza are pretty low, because I've always thought
I'll
Domino's was fine.
Yeah.
There, you can get good or bad from pretty much any pizza
joint. To be honest, I actually like cheap mass market, like, Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah. Pizza.
Domino. I like that better than like Glass Nickel or
Hoon. Yeah.
Because that's like all poured up. And I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I just want some greasy piece of crap on some sort of crust that I can put in my mouth.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And if it's cheap, all the better. Like Little Caesars, $5.
It's like, you know what? Goddamn, there's really pizza, you can't screw it up too much. You got cheese, you got sauce, you got some sort of topping. That really, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
It's like even the cheapest place on the block can do it
great, now
correctly enough. You know, it may not be the best thing you've ever eaten, but it's usually good enough. Yeah. Which is how McDonald's exists.
I'm sure we're going to get some comments down below here like, oh, you need to go to New York and get some real pizza.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. McDonald's has very, very, very effective advertising.
Yeah, they do.
Like, the billboards, everything.
I see a lot of fast food joints. Like, they probably have the most effective advertising of, like, anything.
Taco Bell always gets
Because you watch a food ad,
ads.
You'll be like, oh, I'm kind of hungry for that.
Yep.
I saw a Taco Bell ad yesterday, and I was like, two women this hot don't work in the entire chain of Taco Bell, let alone the same store.
Yeah.
But I guess the ad was okay, though. But I that's what I thought when I watched it.
Yeah. Well, Walmart never has the unsightly regular employees.
Yeah.
They always have, like, there's maybe, like, a couple hot chicks who work in one store, and they're like, hey, you should be in our ad.
Oh, I highly doubt they're even employees.
I know.
Target, though, Target.
Yeah.
Walmart for yuppies.
There would be hot chicks that would work at Walmart, though.
Yeah, there were.
We worked at the one in center. There were always a few.
But the unsightly people outweigh the...
Literally. Oh, easily. Easily. But, you know, he was like, I doubt they're even employees. And, you know, they probably weren't. But it's not like there aren't attractive people that work at Walmart.
Okay, but would you agree that Target has a much higher ratio of that than Walmart?
I would
probably
agree with that, yes.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Hippieism.
Hippieism. Mm. Yuppie crap.
You know what I was thinking?
Upscale.
That's, thank you. That's the buzzword for yuppie crap.
Yeah.
Upscale.
That reminds me, I was at Hobby Lobby a couple months ago and I thought, if I'm still like single at 47, this would be a great place to meet women. You know, they'll be like art teachers or something, but the end.
That's true, because there's like all the craftsy people that are in there and stuff.
Wasn't there a How I Met Your Mother where he talked about meeting women at the hardware store?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was like his big thing.
I go to the hardware store a lot, and oh gosh, very
women aren't falling all over each other. Tripping
every
in the
so
aisles,
often,
or...
you might see an attractive woman buying something there, but usually not. Usually, again, it's like a 55-year-old woman.
Yeah, this is even in Verona, which there's a pretty decent number of attractive women.
Yeah,
in this town, and
but yeah, you still don't.
So it doesn't even happen there.
Mm-hmm.
Although this was a New York City hardware store, which I mean.
I still don't think.
Because, New York City is like, the mecca of the world where just everything's amazing according to, movie industry and television.
Also California.
And yes. Those two places, that's where, like, all the cool shit happens.
Well, that's where
remember on Kiss Kiss Bang Bang where he's like, it's like somebody took the country and shook it and all the halfway well-adjusted people managed to hang on, but all the fucked up hot chicks fell into California.
Well, remember also in Hollywood, every woman's job is magazine editor. They don't do anything else.
Or television.
Or
producer
model.
Or something,
Nobody works in the healthcare industry. No one is a receptionist, except for a madman.
Yeah, like in the real world, it's like women do healthcare and they're like teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's like the overwhelming majority, it seems like.
That's what I liked about Mission Impossible 3. His girlfriend was like a nurse or something.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. See, if that would have been any other movie, like a fucking Judd Apatow movie, she would have been like a television producer.
Yeah. And you write what you know, and that's what you know, is, I guess.
At least 40-year-old virgin, they all worked in like some sort of like Best Buy or
store. Yeah, that was
store,
pretty cool.
And all of the women were like doing regular things.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it's the best Judd Apatow movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's the least up its ass of any of them.
Well, and that was like one of his earlier works, so he was less successful, less up his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, Catherine Keener had that store where she sold things for you on eBay.
Yeah.
And that was amusing. And then, everybody else in it worked at, like, a bookstore or an electronics store, or they were a bartender or something,
Yeah.
Everybody had, a regular person job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You need to see that more.
Yeah.
Well, like, Carell's character lives in that little complex, apartment-type complex thing
it
or whatever,
realistic,
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keener's house was nothing, amazing or anything. It
It was all grounded in reality, which was cool.
Yeah. See, that's what I wanted to do for the Kings and Queens of Karaoke.
I see.
I had it all figured out.
Mm.
So you still have it figured out, then?
Unless you drank it all away.
So. Oh, no, I've still got those brain cells
or
locked down.
Good. Or threw away that bar napkin.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, you scanned those, and I've got them on the computer. Oh,
okay.
All right, well, maybe we should talk about some techie stuff, just so our listeners won't completely abandon us.
Oh.
Well,
we already shat on the iPad.
Yeah, I think you did enough shitting on the iPad to cover this tech
end.
What other techie crap?
Oh, I've been playing God of War. Jones lent it to me.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty good. I would probably say that it's probably actually the lesser of the three games. I haven't beat it yet, but...
I would agree with that assessment.
I mean...
Actually. It's good, but yeah.
It's like you can't compare like fighting the Colossus of Rhodes or that Pegasus scene or... It's still good, but yeah, it's kind of a been there, done that. And like Parker was saying last night, like, the first two games were very, very good-looking PS2 games.
Yeah.
This one, the scale is very impressive, but it's not as... If you think about how impressive-looking the PS2 games were, this one actually seems like kind of underwhelming in that
category. Still looks pretty damn good, though.
Oh, some reason, it seems like Kratos' acting gets better as the game goes on. Because the first couple scenes, he's like, what the hell? He's like all over the top or drunk
or something. It is overall a little rough, I would say, though, compared to the other games. Because he's just always like, Zeus! You know, like everything, he's just fucking yelling all the time.
And that was awesome when Hercules showed up. He just walks up, he's like twice as tall as Kratos. And Kratos is like, brother! And of course he's like, it doesn't matter, he's gonna die.
Yep. Everybody dies.
I like that part where Pandora's like, she's like, I trust you, Kratos. You shouldn't. It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, it's a damn good game still. I mean, you know, the first two set the bar pretty high, so to say that it's the lesser of the three still isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not even like there's really anything. I don't know, it's just like kind of been there, done that.
That's how I felt. I mean, it's like you start the game, it's like, well, I know I'm going to fight Zeus at the end.
Yeah.
Which it's like, that's basically what the second game
was. No, Kratos
is
going to go to die and go to hell again.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but still, there's a lot of very cool stuff in it. Like the beginning sequence in the game, you're just like, my God, like the scale of it when you're playing it. And, like the Kronos fight later on, that's very cool. It's just like, my God, I mean, you've never played anything quite like that before.
Yeah, the scale is incredible. You know, part two is pretty awesome. Like, you're fighting the Colossus of Rhodes, and then you're inside it.
That part was
things.
Really cool. I loved that part.
Yeah,
that was the second one, right?
Yeah, we had to fight the Colossus.
I remember you watching you play that when we were roommates.
And you have to like bust all the gears and shit. And
see, as a non-gamer, I like the God of War games because they're interesting to watch, even if you're not playing them. They're pretty cool.
I did
from
like
that
the,
perspective.
Yeah, they're very cinematic.
Yeah,
like the way
they're fun to watch, even though I suck at video games and don't play them.
So. What about Peggle?
Peggle is awesome.
God, I haven't turned on my Xbox in like 2 weeks.
I turned it on today just to accept a friend request because I saw it online, but I had a voice message with it. I'm like, wow, I can actually find out who this person really is. And it was Chris Kraft, so...
Oh!
So I fired up the Xbox just so I could listen to the message and accept the friend request.
I wish they'd let you do that in the web browser. We finally got Jones to play a PC game with an NPC!
An FPS on the PC. Ooh. I'm not adverse to PC games, but I just never bothered with FPS games. But, yeah, I got my new computer all built and all that good stuff. And so finally got my new headset last night, and so we went online and... I mostly got raped, but it was still entertaining. And as the night went on, I got better, so...
I thought you did fine, Jones.
Or maybe the actors don't have to try.
Yeah, definitely. Like, after you went offline, Parker and I kept playing for another hour or so. And the last two rounds I had, I, you know, held my own, I guess. So
it comes and goes.
Which I would expect. I mean, that's how it generally works. Like, even on the 360 with the FPSs on there. And like, Parker brought up the good point, too. You know, he's like, oh, you know, this is kind of a rough place to start. You're on, like, a hardcore server, you know, for your first night playing an FPS online on the PC. And I was like, yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that. But the game is pretty cool. It's fun. I like the fact that it's, like, you know, like the mode we were playing is like Conquest, where it's objective based. It's not just go and kill a bunch of people. Although right. there's a lot of idiots who just sit around like sniping and stuff, and just trying to get kill counts, even though that's not the point.
Yeah, especially around that 1A base in that jungle stage. You know, they just yeah. sit around that. The other mode is pretty cool. It's called Rush. It uses the same map, but they're much, much bigger.
Okay.
And there's attackers and defenders, and like each round you switch over who your attacker or defender. And the attackers have to go in, and there's like two buildings. There's like an A and B, like comm station, which is like a computer or something. And you've got to go in there and blow it up. And you've got to set a charge, and then the other people will try to like come in there and kill you and defuse the charge.
Oh, okay.
And so once you destroy both A and B, it's like, and so then the defender's like, oh, that area's lost, fall back. And so the defenders fall back and the attackers move forward in the map. And so basically the defenders have to keep you from taking all the stations across the map. So it's, I don't want to say a tug of war, because it's pretty much only one way. But the thing is, the defenders have like unlimited tickets, so to speak, and they have to hold off the attackers.
Oh, so they
until
keep respawning,
right.
basically.
But the attackers have limited tickets. So basically, the point of the defenders is to hold off the attackers from keeping from getting all the way across the map. That one's fun,
that
too.
That sounds pretty cool.
It's called Rush. That's the only two game modes. But yeah, it's fun. But
besides, like, Deathmatch and stuff.
No, it doesn't have that.
It doesn't even have that?
No, Battlefield 2 only had one mode, Conquest.
Oh, really?
So this one has two modes, Conquest and Rush.
Wow, that's interesting.
No. Well, like, on Thursday, I was doing, like, 2-1 KDs all night, but then last night I sucked. So it just depends.
Yeah, it's just how the night goes, and it helped too as I went along. You know, I was hitting maps again that I had played, you know, where obviously I hadn't seen any of these maps before, and so, you know, you start to get to them the second, third time, and you're like, oh, okay, I know this is kind of how the battle generally goes, and I know that people are kind of in these areas, and, you know, so inevitably it'll, improve, and it started to last night, and it was fun. I like the fact that, it's like, I got to play you and Mike and, like, Parker and stuff. You know, it's, like, always more fun when you play with people you actually know. So that makes a big difference. Like, it was weird actually playing a game with Mike, because I've never, like, done that before.
Yeah.
Because he's, just purely a PC gamer. He doesn't play console.
It was probably weird for Mike playing with people he actually knows in real life. Like, Borderlands. I think all the people who played Borderlands are people we knew. And, like, everybody had that fucking game on the Xbox.
Yeah, that's true, because it was, like, Kurt and Brad and Morgan and stuff, and
should get back in there.
And even Funky, even though I don't know him in the real world, played Halo enough with him that he seems like somebody I know. So.
Funky!
That dude is awesome.
Alright then, I guess that's probably enough of a podcast.
Very well.
Discuss!
Download a ROM.
Movie shows that go on too long, the iPad, and Battlefield Bad Company 2 in the comments below.
And maybe we will have actually touched an iPad by the time we do one of these again.
Touched by an iPad this fall on ABC.
Thing just sounds like a feminine hygiene product. I just can't get past that.
With wings attachment.
Yes.
For maximum absorption.
Well, that's what they're going to add to it, so, it'll actually have buttons. Did you see it? They already, patented some thing that you'll be able to, plug onto it.
Because
now they've admitted that it's, it does kind of limit the gaming experience not having, buttons or a way to interact with it. It's like, oh, no shit. It's like, people were saying that 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, those games are like, they put, the quote-unquote controls in the screens. Like, doesn't work that great.
Crap. It's like, I don't want to be whipping my hand across the screen, I'm looking at to play the game. It's just lame.
Yeah, people want it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll talk to you next time, and, also, let us know what you think about a three-person podcast. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you sort of like it? Let us know.
Are you ambivalent?
Are you omnipotent? Discuss.
Or even omniscient.
What about impotent?
I hope not.